Andrew.
Georgie.
Am I right in saying you like your food?
I love my food.
Well, you're going to love the item before 8. We're talking gastronomique. We're going to be stuffing our faces before 8 this morning.
Gourmet Yorkshire. BBC
Radio Leeds. Gourmand Yorkshire.
It's Andrew and Georgie. It's BBC Radio Leeds. 22-8. Now, with banks increasingly encouraging us to use online banking, use it all the time. Have done for a couple of years. I was logging on last night, moving some money from one place to another. We had a conversation yesterday and some really interesting stories from you about credit card fraud. And this was because Leeds, 27% of people in Leeds apparently in the last year have been a victim of credit card fraud. And it brought, frankly, some pretty frightening stories to the surface, particularly towards the end of the programme. Rach, who is in real financial trouble over some row she's been having about money she says she didn't even spend.
Well, Andy from Pontefract texted us, and he was a victim of credit card fraud online. He told BBC Radio Leeds how he first found out that he'd been targeted.
I was at work, and the wife gave me a call. She says, well, I've had a call from the fraud police. And she says, oh, why? So he sat down, why? And she says, oh, we've had nearly 2.5 grand taken from an account. I went, what? Anyway, apparently, they rung her, it was about 9:20 the day after that they rung my wife to tell her what had been going on the night before, so that's pretty good, that. Of course, then, obviously, we went through the procedures and stuff, and then 3 weeks later, we actually got the money back.
So, the question, and we were thinking it, I'm sure you were listening, how do you ensure that your computer is safe? Here to give you the lowdown is James Ward. James is a digital coach based in Leeds. Nice to see you, James.
Thanks for coming in.
What do you need on your computer to stop somebody being able to do what really sounded quite frightening? And we had a detective inspector from West Yorkshire Police listening to that chat with Andy yesterday, which was somebody literally getting all the keystrokes that you're doing at home on your own computer.
Yeah, it is. It's getting more common. And I think last year, over 50% of us for the first time started using online banking. And as chip and PIN came in, the fraudsters found that, you know, it was much harder to rip off your credit, your physical credit card. So they're moving their operations online, where people are less sure of what they're doing and perhaps more gullible.
OK, let me ask the question then. Is it the online banking that's the trouble, or our lack of security on our own computers?
I think a lot of it's to do with the lack of security, but crucially, the lack of knowledge, really, about how to protect yourself online. So I've got three really simple things people can do to protect themselves online. Now, by all means, you know, get virus software, and there's a brilliant website that tells you. It's done by the government and industry. It's called getsafeonline.org. I'll put a link on your Facebook page to that.
Excellent.
And there's some really simple information there about virus checkers.
So that's getsafeonline.org.
That's right. But things you can do yourself to stop getting into the problems in the first place, some really simple things. So one of them is emails. When you get an email that's apparently from your bank, never believe it. Never, ever click on a link in an email that's apparently from your bank, because if it is from your bank and they really need to get hold of you, they'll get hold of you somehow, and they'll never ask you to click on a link and enter your security details. So that's one of the easiest way that criminals get your password.
The fact is, we get them quite a lot at work, or we used to. I think that has died off here. We've got some very good software to stop us getting this sort of spam email, but yeah, they even have the colouring on, the branding on, your name on. They
very,
look very plausible,
very
don't
plausible,
they?
Very yeah. plausible. Okay, so never click on a link. If, you know, if you want to go to your bank, that. Type it in yourself, or go to Google and look for the address.
OK, well, that's a really good piece of advice. So there's the website, there's don't click on an email. What else?
Well, a lot of people are saying use a better browser. Now, the browser is the software that you use to connect to the internet. So it's, you know, it's the software you use to visit websites. And for most people, they click on that big blue E, and that's it. It's called Microsoft Internet
now,
Explorer.
Now, on the bike this morning, I passed a big poster, Google, saying use our browser, which
that's
I think
right.
is called Chrome.
Chrome. And another good one is Firefox. Now, the German government and the French government last week both advised their citizens to stop using Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Now, the truth is, Georgie's sitting here, doesn't like buying
glazing
online.
Over.
Doesn't like banking online. You
I
start
don't do
talking
it.
About changing a browser, and you're thinking what, Georgie?
I'm thinking, what browser? That's what I'm thinking.
This is the problem, isn't it?
It is. I mean, people they get this computer, they see the big blue E, and it's easy. They just click on that all the time. But it's actually very easy. You just have to go to Google, type Firefox or type Chrome. Top of the list will be a link that you click on. You'll download this new browser, which will keep you much more secure.
I don't want to get into a question about Microsoft and world domination, but the fact is a lot of people will be thinking, well, why shouldn't the one that we'll all be using be the secure one?
Yeah, it is the, you know, the incumbent one, the one that most people, about 60% of UK population use Internet Explorer, but I'd say the French government have said don't use it.
Now, James, yesterday we had a lot of stories. Most of them were very positive, like Andy heard there from Pontefract. The bank were on almost